Hi, friends. Welcome. You are listening to the Mom Bear Podcast, and I am your host, Mary Susan McConnell. I go by Mary Susan. And I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I am smiling so big right now, and I cannot stop because I literally, moments ago, printed the final version of the inclusive coloring book I have been working on for forever, off and on. It's one of those projects I have visited in intense, I'm like, oh, I'm going to work on this. And I work on it in an intense amount of time. And then I think, oh, and I leave it. I have questions. So I leave it sitting for a while. And it is done. At least volume one is. So I cannot wait to tell you about that. But first, if you are new here, welcome. This is a place that I created for women who are raising kids with special needs of any age, any diagnosis, to come together, hang out. And I do know that we have male listeners too. So if you are a man and you're listening, welcome. You are welcome to be here, and I'm so excited you are. Today is a big day. It's a big day. And let me kind of take you back. I'm going to take about 15 minutes. Hopefully I can wrap it up in about 15 and tell you what this is, how to get it. It's totally free. And what you might expect to see in it, those kinds of things. So let me say this, first of all, my daughter's in second grade and she has profound special needs. She turns 8 tomorrow. We are very excited to celebrate. If you're listening to this in real time, then she's turning 8 today because I'm putting it out on her birthday. And the fact that this coloring book is coming out on her 8th birthday is just a crazy, crazy moment of just serendipity, because I did not even look at the date. I just, when it was ready to go, I said, I have got to do this. I've got to get this out there. I really wanted it up and ready for events, for holidays, for travel, for all the things. And I just said, okay, it's going to be ready by next Monday. And we're just going to make it happen. And by we, I mean I. I'm going to make it happen. And it was not until this weekend where I said, oh my gosh, this is coming out on my daughter's 8th birthday, which is also very special to me because I was telling my husband, Sean, this the other day. When I was 5 years old, I have this memory of walking around outside our pool, thinking to myself, because I had a birthday coming up, I'm guessing that's why I had this train of thought. But I remember every detail. I mean, I remember the ground, the way it looked, the little pebbles beside the pool. And I was out there walking, thinking to myself, I was an only child, that when I turned 8, which was, years down the road, felt like a lifetime away, I would really be a big kid. Like, I would really have hit that cool mark. Like, all 8-year-olds were just crazy cool. And when I got there, it'd be the big times. And now my daughter turns 8 years old tomorrow, and I am just so excited. I'm excited for her. I'm excited for us. I'm excited to celebrate. And like I said, the fact that this coloring book just happened to fall on that day is, in my opinion, no random accident. It's the way things work. And isn't magic awesome? So let me tell you about this. When I was an 8th grade reading teacher in the typical classroom, so I was teaching literature, I remember coming across a quote in a textbook, and I have tried so hard to find this quote. If you know it, send it to me, please. And the quote said something along the lines, I'm paraphrasing, how do you know a society values a person? If you see that person in their literature. Meaning, is that person's life, the way they live, their background, their culture, do we have it in our workbooks, in our activity books, in our children's literature, in our novels, and all the stuff? Is it there? And so I remember being very hit by that. I was standing in my classroom when I saw that. I thought, oh my gosh, that's a powerful thing to really consider. That's such a powerful litmus test. And fast forward many years, and now I'm the mom to a child with profound special needs. And my daughter, AB, has a wheelchair. She has a feeding tube. She is considered nonverbal. She looks one way for yes, one way for no. We use some head switches. We have an amazing team that helps us out. She goes to a public school. She is rocking it in the typical classroom. And so fast forward from when I was an eighth grade teacher to now my daughter was in preschool at this time. And I'm sitting on the carpet of our living room floor before we ripped it up. Now we have the original hardwoods there. But at the time, I'm sitting on the carpet and looking through some of her books. And all of a sudden, that quote just kind of flew right back into the forefront of my mind. And I realized in that moment, oh my gosh, there's nothing in this house. Even though I had so many activity books, I had so many kids' books, there was not a single one that even mildly represented her life at all. And here she was attending an inclusive preschool. She had so many friends that had special needs. She had so many friends that did not have special needs. And yet none of that kind of community, this awesome scene that I saw every single day picking her up from school of kids with all different circumstances running out and going to the playground and doing all the things together, none of that was represented in the books that I had in my house. And so I know that there are other people that have attempted to address the situation in children's books and creating children's books and creating activity books. So I know it's out there. And let me say a huge thank you to everyone who has put forth the effort to do that. And this coloring book is my attempt to just kind of add to that, add to it, because we need so much more. So I contacted an illustrator. I Googled illustrators and I started speaking with them about how to do this. And over time, we would take a picture at a time and I would say, okay, I want this, I want that. And so I used those pictures. And then I also included some very simple pictures because I really wanted artists of all types to have complex options that they could color or much more simple options. And so we have it. It's the Volume 1, the Dream Team Coloring Book, Celebrating the Magic of All Children and the Joy of Inclusion. Now, let me say this up front. This is not meant to be, and you're going to hear me kind of flip through some pages here. As I'm looking at this, this is not meant to be an educational tool on any specific diagnosis. I was very intentional in being vague. And here's why. I want kids that have unique circumstances the opportunity to see themselves. If I filled in all the blanks and said this character or this member of the dream team has X, Y, or Z diagnosis, that may not fit your child's situation. I want people to see themselves. So we worked hard to try to keep things as unidentified, quote, as possible. Everything from a diagnosis to a reason why they would need such an item or such an accommodation. I'm also vague with the ethnicity. All of that was intentional so that kids could see themselves and fill in those blanks in their own imaginations. I have two goals with this. Number one, I want, as I said, individuals who have not seen themselves in literature in a happy way. So in some cases, they may have never seen themselves in literature. And in other cases, they may have, but it's always sad. For example, we have a scene of a boy in a hospital room. Guess what? He's happy. His room is beautiful because I want kids who are spending a lot of time in and out of the hospital to see a scene that is not just sad and invoking a sense of pity, but a sense of childhood magic. And so we have a bunch of different scenes there, and I'm going to get more into what you can see in this book in a second. But that's goal number one, is for individuals who have not seen themselves much in literature to see themselves in a happy, exciting environment. Number two is for individuals who do not have special needs. Or maybe they do have a special need, but it's not the type they're looking at there. This is a unique circumstance for them. I want all kids to be able to use this book, to color it however they want. And when they have a question, when they see something unfamiliar to them, like why does that individual not have a hand? Or why does that individual breathe with that machine? What is going on there? That they can ask those questions, that this is a jumping off point for curiosity, and that it's a good place to be. It's a good place to be asking those questions in an environment where everyone is living their best lives, having a good time. So again, those are my two goals, is that kids will see themselves in this, whether they have a special need or not. They'll see themselves. And number two, that this will be a great place for questions to be asked. Let me also say that I know there are a lot of special needs that are invisible. And I address that in the notes. When you get the book, if you choose to download it, and I'll explain how to get it in a second, there's going to be a note for me, a note to educators and parents. And I recognize that a lot of special needs are invisible. And I also recognize that there's no way for me to have included every circumstance in one 20-page coloring book. So this is simply a beginning. My hope is that this is volume one of many and is just a beginning. So what can you expect to see? Well, and again, you may hear my pages kind of flying here. One just fell off my desk. Here are some things you can see. It's inclusive. So we are celebrating the community. I really just kind of modeled it off of my daughter's preschool experience and older school experience. These kids are not necessarily preschool age. There can be younger and older kids. But this whole idea of kids that are considered to be on the, quote, typical track, doing life, having fun, being friends with kids that also have different special needs or a different diagnosis. So you may see, or you will see, if you choose to download this, kids, members of the Dream Team that have walkers or not a full walker, but one that is used to help them walk. We have wheelchairs, braces, splints, sensory headphones, which, you know, you may interpret as just headphones. We also have members of the Dream Team who do not have hair, who have limb differences, or breathe with a tracheostomy. And I love these kids that I've created with the help, again, of an illustrator in the Dream Team. This Dream Team is magical to me, and I'm so excited. And so how do you get it? Here's how you get it. There are a few ways. One, you can go to my Instagram account, Mary Susan McConnell, MarySusanMcConnell, and hit the link at the top, and it will drop down, and there's going to be an option that says Dream Team Coloring Book. Hit that. It'll take you to the site to get it. Another way is by going to my website, www.MarySusanMcConnell.com/Dream Team Coloring Book. This will all be in the notes below if you're listening on your phone. If you scroll down, it'll be there. So that's another way. If you follow me on Facebook on my Mama Bear podcast site, not my personal private site, but my Mama Bear podcast, it will be there. Now, when you get to the page, it will ask you for your email. You put your email in, and this will be sent to you totally free. Now, many of you are thinking, well, that means I have to give my email to another list. Let me say this. Yeah, you will be on my newsletter, but you can unsubscribe. My feelings will not be hurt. I hope that you will stick around. I don't send out many newsletters very often, only when I have something really important. Like, for example, everybody who's on my newsletter will be getting a newsletter about this coloring book, but they haven't gotten one in weeks. I used to put it out every Friday. Now I just send it when there's something really important I want you to know. I don't try to clutter your inbox. That being said, I would love for you to hang out in my mailing list. But if you're like, ugh, no, I don't want to give my email again, then download it, save it so that you have it and you can print it as many times as you want, and then unsubscribe. I promise I will be fine with that. And if I see you around, we don't have to speak of it. I'm kidding. But seriously, just that's how it's available to you, is through a download in your email. When you download it, so you're going to put in your email, then you're going to receive an email with the download. It isn't a PDF. I encourage you to look at your printing options and hit fit to page. See if that's an option for your system. fit to page. That will allow it to fit most evenly on the page without it trying to shift a margin too far over. So hit fit to page and it should come out perfect. The margins are wide so that you can bind it, should you choose to. There are a few ways that you could bind it. Now, obviously you could take it to a Kinko's or somewhere like that and get it professionally bound. Let me tell you what I've done. I went to my local drugstore and I got the plastic binds that have the plastic little stick, you know, that you open and slide over that. It holds 20 pages. This is exactly 20 pages. So it fit great. And I did it that way. I got three for like $1.40. So that makes three coloring books, which could be good stocking stuffers. You could give these away as gifts. You could just bring them to a family event. Some people won't want to bind it, and you can just pass out the pages, put them on a dining room table, let everyone grab the one they want and start coloring. Another way to bind it, of course, that I'm doing is hole punching it and putting it in a plastic folder that has the hole punch, or even a binder. So there's so many options. And what I like about it being a digital download instead of an actual physical product, which I did make a physical product about a year ago. This is how long I've been working on this. Many years. maybe 18 months ago. Okay, I'm lying to myself. I think it was 2 years ago. I got a physical product made. So I'm going to have 50 shipped to my house. I get it. I realized there's some things I wanted to edit and redo. And in that process of, you know, because I had a vision, I would just print 50, look at them, send them to friends and family as gifts and go from there. In that process, I realized, hold up. There are a lot of people that are not in the United States that may want a copy of this. And until I print, you know, thousands, the shipping would be more than the actual book. And so that might eliminate that option. And I wanted everyone to be able to have it. The second thing is I wanted people to be able to get it right then. Like, you're looking for something to do tonight before dinner, print it off. You can have it immediately. And the other thing I wanted was for our individuals who maybe, like my daughter, she uses assistive technology to help her color should she want to color independently. Now, we do hand over hand coloring a lot, and you'll see that on my Instagram. But at school, they have started letting her use, they've figured out this amazing way to use her head switches to choose colors and then color. So this is a PDF, and then you could screenshot it and make it a JPEG. You can do whatever you need to do to hopefully on your device get it on there. And so then you can fill it in maybe with a program that allows you to color in the lines and do those things with an assistive technology device. I would love it if perhaps you're a teacher and you put in your email and you get it. Don't feel guilty about photocopying this thing as many times as you want. I really want it to just be out there. I've had friends say, I'm going to get it and send it to every counselor in the county. And I am over the moon about that. There is nothing in me that needs everyone who receives this to have signed up individually. If you want to make as many copies as you want, I beg you to. That would be amazing. Please. My hope is that in this season, and if you're listening this way in the future, whenever, but this happens to be December 16th as I'm speaking, that in the season where we're slowing down, where a lot of families are out of school, or if you're homeschooling, you're taking a pause, you're starting the year over. In this season where you may be thinking, okay, let's make some hot cocoa and then let's sit around and do something that you can have access to this, you can print it off, and that kids that have maybe never seen themselves in literature will be able to just rock it. I mean, I am coloring these wheelchairs pink. We have glitter glue for AB to use on the sensory headphones. I mean, if you go to my Instagram and hit the highlight button of the coloring, you're going to see some of the creations we're making. Have fun. Glue feathers on there. Glue beads. Do any, like, whatever sounds fun to you. And let me say this. I would be absolutely giddy if you would send those to me. And here's the easiest way is to tag me on Instagram at Mary Susan McConnell, or you can use the hashtag Dream Team Coloring Book. I would just absolutely love to see what y'all are making. I hope you enjoy it. Like I said, there's no way for me to create a product that covers all special needs, but this is a beginning. And I, like I said, I will have more volumes. That is the hope. Guys, enjoy, have fun. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. I will speak to you in a week. And until then, Godspeed. Enjoy.